From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting an attack on another ISIS-held city in Iraq is underway. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces Sunday launched a multi-pronged assault to retake the town of Tal Afar west of Mosul, marking the next phase in the country's war on the Islamic State group. Tal Afar and the surrounding area is one of the last pockets of IS-held territory in Iraq after victory was declared in July in Mosul, the country's second-largest city. The town, about 150 kilometers east of the Syrian border, sits along a major road that was once a key IS supply route.
Ya abna sha'bin al-karim.
Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said in a televised speech early Sunday, the city of Tal Afar will be liberated and will join all of the liberated cities. He called on the militants to surrender or die. Police have put up scores of roadblocks across northeast Spain in hopes of capturing a fugitive suspect from the 12-member Islamic extremist cell that staged two vehicle attacks and plotted much deadlier carnage using explosives favored by Islamic State militants. Complicating the manhunt, though, was the fact that police have so far been unable to officially identify who exactly is at large. While police have identified the 12 members of the cell, three people remain unaccounted for, two believed killed when the house where the plot was being hatched in the nearby town of Alkanar exploded on Wednesday. Police believe the cell members had planned to fill three rented vans with explosives and create a massive attack in the Catalan capital. They say more than 100 tanks of butane gas were found at the Alkanar house. This is VOA.